We'll call the meeting to order. It's now the appointed time, and we have enough for a quorum, so we're good to go. Members, you have the agenda before you, and if you'll take a moment just to review the minutes of our last meeting. I think it was an informational meeting, and pretty accurately represented. I'll take a motion to approve the minutes.
I'll move the minutes, Mr. Chair.
Thank you, Representative Leidiger. Discussion to them? Seeing none, let's vote. All in favor say aye.
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 Opposed? The motion prevails. The minutes are approved. Members, today we've been asked to look at House File 2973, which is a supplemental appropriation bill for highway fund appropriations. Some of you may be wondering why this is necessary, so I'm going to ask either Mr. Rudine or Ms. Hatch, can you come and speak to whoever from MnDOT, come and speak to the bill and what it does for us and why it's here. Ms. Hatch, welcome to the committee in our cozy little hearing room.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. For the record, my name is Tracy Hatch. I'm the Chief Financial Officer for the Minnesota Department of Transportation. And I'm here to present to you just a little bit more information about each of these requests. This bill primarily includes funding for our trunk highway funded building projects, either cash projects or the bonding project. It also includes a $30,000 request to fund the kind of streamlining and system implications that we need to fix in the route builder system to accommodate the one-time, one-stop shopping for carriers who wish to register their vehicle as an overweight vehicle. Currently, they come and they receive a permit from us to overweight, and then have to go to DPS to register the vehicle. So we'll touch on that again in a second. And then there's also a couple of other appropriations in the bill at the end, which I'll touch on as well.
And members, the chair forgot to move the bill, so I'll move House File 2973, recommended to pass and be re-referred to the Committee on Ways and Means. So that'll be the motion that's in front of us. Questions to Ms. Hatch at this moment? Representative Leidiger, are you bringing us brownies for our next meeting?
Do we have another meeting after this?
We might just
schedule.
We may just have to schedule one now.
Just to the brownies. All right, how many do I need?
Harbor County brownies.
Three dozen to get.
Okay.
Committee Administrator will just note that if we have another meeting, there will be treats. So, questions for Ms. Hatch to this so far? Members, I just want to point out the $30,000 appropriation on line 2.13, the authorizing language to do that, was that in number one we just passed, out of Ways and Means, or number two? Oh. Senator DeKreif has this provision, and that will come up somewhere, probably in a conference committee or something. I'm sorry I'm struggling to tell you who has the House file, because there is one. But anyhow, that's what that's for. This money will be expended only if that becomes law. So this is like contingency. So I'm hearing it in my ear here as I'm speaking to Representative Kath as the House author, with Senator DeKreif, the Senate author on those bills. There are two amendments the chair would like to offer. First of all, the A1 amendment, it makes it clear that this is appropriations available only if other legislation is enacted. That refers to that $30,000 I just spoke of. Questions to that this amendment? Seeing none, let's vote. All in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Opposed? The motion prevails. The A1 amendment is adopted. Representative Hausman, do you have a question to the bill?
Not even the bill specifically. I don't know when it's appropriate. Very often we've had these trunk highway bonding issues along with the GO bonding bills. Does trunk highway bonding just require a simple majority on the floor, or does it require that?
Mr. Burris, can you speak to that for us?
Mr. Chair, Representative Hausman, yes, just a simple majority is required for trunk highway bonding, mm-hmm. if there's no other general obligation bonding included in the provision.
Thank you. Which leads to the A8 amendment, the A08 amendment, that is my amendment, that $10 million be appropriated from trunk highway funds to the commissioner for a flood mitigation project that is receiving approval in the Minnesota River Valley between Scott and Carver counties. This is in the Senate as a GO appropriation, but I want to have a sort of a belt and suspenders approach here, if I can use that term. If it does not prevail there, this will become available then to lead to take care of finishing that project if the GO bonding bill somehow gets derailed or something else happens to it. Before we go to discussion on the A08 amendment, however, Ms. Hatch, I have two questions on this amendment that, as I'm contemplating it. The request is for $10 million, but I notice on line 1.9, we're raising that request by almost $2.6 million, and on line 1.10, it goes up by $12.6 million. Do we add those together? Is this $10 million actually encumbered by over $14 million, the fund? Or can you explain why I'm not understanding that correctly?
Mr. Chair and members of the committee, I was asking sort of a couple of questions about that just before the hearing began as well. I believe the $2.61 million in the bond sale expenses area, I believe that appears to be too high to me. So I guess I didn't have time to vet out that number, but I'd be happy to do that here back.
That's pretty expensive money if we have to pay that kind of rate for it. In good conscience, I couldn't ask for that. Mr. Burris, can you speak to that at all?
Mr. Chair, I think there was a math issue with doing math. Sorry.
You don't have to name who was doing the math, Mr. Burris. That's fine.
Mr. Chair, I won't name myself then.
Okay. Well, my concern then is if we pass this amendment with numbers that are way too generous. I'm just looking here on line 2. And is that like an up to number, or do we need to rephrase this? Because I certainly don't want to make them go out and borrow 2.6 or spend 2.6 to borrow that little amount of money. What do you think? Representative Morrow, can you shed a little light on this?
Mr. Chair, I know that I see Mr. Burris has the big calculator out. So one of two things. I think at least our side might be comfortable if you would just commit to fixing the number.
Okay.
I mean, the concept we can go forward with, because
okay.
You share our discomfort about the number.
Yeah.
Or we could proceed, and if Mr. Burris comes up with a number that we're comfortable with, we could also amend this even as we're talking about it, because I do have a couple of questions about the amendment itself while Mr.
Right.
Burris is doing his math.
And I will point out, members, this is going to Ways and Means, where numbers will get a pretty extensive look again anyhow, and some of us are on that committee and will be asking those questions or making those motions. So, Mr. Burris, rather than put you through it right now, unless you come up with one, let's take Representative Morrow's suggestion, and we'll vote on the amendment as it is, with the understanding that we'll be asking questions going forward and fixing it in the next stop.
And I do have a question about the amendment before we vote on it.
Okay. Representative Morrow, why don't you go ahead with the amendment question then, because then I'll put Representative Hausman next.
Well, thank you, Mr. Chair. Sorry, Representative Hausman. Mr. Chair, is this the bridge project that we talked about that needed a combination of
yes.
trunk highway and local funds? And could you just remind us what bridge that was?
Representative Morrow, yes. This is actually what amounts to a dike. Type structure runs between Highway Old 169 and Old 212 between Scott and Carver County, and is about 0.8 mile long. Runs through the floodplain. It's part of MnDOT's flood mitigation project to instead of fixing bridges and roads over and over again every time they go into water, this is one of those projects to raise it above the floodplain and, in so doing, also remove the dike effect and increase the hydrological flow of the river. So that's what this one is. Exactly. Follow up, Representative Morrow.
Well, thank you, Mr. Chair. And Mr. Chair, I certainly respect the belt and suspenders approach. My question for you or for staff would be, did we have other projects that we considered as part of the bonding discussion that were also funded through trunk highway funds? My question being, should we also belt and suspender them?
Very fair question, Representative Morrow. I don't have that answer in front of me, but unless staff has the list of those right there, we don't have them with us at the moment. I know there were other projects that we're looking for trunk highway funds. Yes, that's a very that's an accurate statement. That's the one. Okay. Yes, there were other funds. This was the top vote getter on the committee. And we put it in two places. The Senate has in GO, and we have it in Trunk Highway Fund. Representative Hausman.
So, Mr. Chair, that is what I was trying to figure out. The Senate has, the governor had requested, and the department had requested $20 million for floods. The Senate has $30 million. Is that where they put this additional, this 10? Is that your understanding?
That's my understanding, yes, Representative Hausman. Yeah.
And, I mean, and so this is, I think, the one complexity that we have at the House. We're sort of passing bonding in three bills. We have the capital, then the traditional GO, and now we're moving the trunk highway one. So comparing them and negotiating with the Senate will have a little more complexity because we've got items spread in three bills. I don't know how that's going to work. Very often, all of the flood mitigation goes in the traditional bonding bill and then is negotiated between the two bodies. So maybe you've had conversation with how that's going to happen.
There have been conversations, Representative Hausman and members. It's going to be three-dimensional chess, I'm sure. It involves a couple different chairmen. But, yes, there have been conversations about this going forward. So, follow-up? I'm going to go to Representative Murray, if you... in fact, Representative Murray, I'm looking as I read the rest of the note, don't have a question as much as you have guests in the room.
Mr. Chairman, members, it gives me great pleasure today to inform you we have seniors from the Albert Lee High School class, government class for Mr. Haney. They're up today checking out the Capitol. Part of them are here with us in transportation, and a bigger group went also down to Health and Human Services. So
we would like to think you made the better choice to come to transportation. Yeah. Mr. Haney, welcome. Yes, for a discussion about bonding and flood mitigation. Yeah, exactly. Further questions to the A08 amendment? Questions, comments? Ms. Hatch, do you have any comments to make to that, except we can fix these hinky numbers in the next committee? Looking over your shoulder, I see Mr. Peterson would like to make some comments. Welcome to the committee, Mr. Peterson.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman, for the record. Scott Peterson from the Department of Transportation. I just wanted to go on record saying, you know, the department is a little concerned about this approach with earmarking, in essence, $10 million from the Trunk Highway Bond Fund for this purpose. I understand what the chairman's trying to do, and for members who may not be particularly familiar with this project, it is actually part county road, part trunk highway. It's one of the more unusual situations in that regard in the state. And we have been working diligently with the local government road authorities in that area to try and come up with a project that works for everyone. And we have basically an agreement on a four-lane bridge in this area, as long as the locals, or the trunk highway in this case, I should modify that, in the trunk highway fund in this case, isn't responsible for the additional cost of the four-lane road. And so, again, as everybody who's been on the committee for a while understands that we've had kind of a long-standing resistance to calling out projects for particular funding in this area, and so we would, state our concerns in that regard.
Thank you, Mr. Peterson. Questions for Mr. Peterson?
Oh.
Representative Leidiger.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Mr. Peterson, my understanding, though, is this bridge is the only bridge in a 40-mile span. When this floods, it really affects commerce. In fact, one of the worst situations I understand in the state. And wasn't the governor out on reviewing this just a month ago?
Mr. Peterson, do you know the governor's schedule?
Yes, the governor was out visiting the folks in Scott County talking about this very project, and the department supports the project, has actually identified a little over $20 million to pay for the conversion from the road to a bridge. And so it's not that we're opposed to the project at all, it's just a matter of how we put the financing balls together.
And Mr. Representative Leidiger and Mr. Peterson, that is right. This is actually one of the governor's support, has governor's unwavering support and actually direction to DNR and MnDOT to get this done in a four-lane version. And so this is just one of the ways to help them have the tools to get the job done. So I'm going to ask for your support for the amendment leaving this committee, and as it moves forward, and the chair will be very sensitive to the comments that Mr. Peterson just made. Further comments or discussion to the A08 amendment, which I might add is also supported by the 169 Coalition. This is one of their programs of work as well. Seeing none, let's vote. All in favor, signify by aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion prevails. The amendment is adopted. With the caveat that we will be looking at the numbers in the next committee and taking Mr. Peterson's comments into account. Members, we have House File 2973 as amended in front of us. Ms. Hatch, would you like to make any further remarks or clarifications to the bill so we understand what we have in front of us and why?
Mr. Chair, if you'd like, I'd be happy to walk through each of the projects and provide a little bit more detail.
If you could give us just a couple minutes of oversight on overview of each one and what fund these are coming from, because I understand some will be bonded and some are cash. Is that correct?
Mr. Chair, that is correct. I'm happy to do that. The first project listed is our Wilmer Maintenance Facility project. This is a project that would expand the current maintenance facility in Wilmer add about 35,000 square feet to the current facility. This is a request for cash from the Trunk Highway Fund of $7.5 million. This project would provide for additional vehicle storage, new truck wash, bay, enlarged and improved inventory area and radio shop, new training room, as well as maintain ADA updates, update the fire sprinkler system to current code, and remodel the former vehicle storage area into the sign shop and, again, expanded inventory space. This project, the building was originally built in 1980, and in 2010, we did receive an appropriation for this project to design fees, and we spent about $320,000 for design fees.
Okay.
The next project, Mr. Chair, I'd like to talk about is the Plymouth Truck Station project. This is a project that would be funded from the Trunk Highway Fund to the tune of $5.6 million. It would provide an approximately 30,000 square foot addition to the current truck station. The current truck station was built in the 1960s and is in desperate need of being brought up to code and environmental regulations. As well as this funding would provide for additional vehicle storage, some offices for maintenance, superintendent and things like that, crew facilities, an inventory center, and a truck wash bay. And again, in 2010, we did receive design fees funding. We've spent $380,000 for this project. The next project is our Cambridge truck station. This is the truck station that would be a newly built truck station that we'd like to put on an acquired piece of property in the Cambridge Industrial Park. Currently, the building is located downtown in a commercial area, and the city is rather anxious to have us vacate that space, as it is prime commercial space. This is a request from the Trunk Highway Fund, so again, for just plain cash, of $3.3 million. This 12,000 square foot facility would contain offices, maintenance shop, vehicle support, inventory space, storage spaces, mechanics work bays, a salt brine shelter, a brine production building, and an unheated storage building. Moving down to the last request we have for cash from the Trunk Highway Fund is for $1.1 million. And that is to do investigative site work, schematic design development, and construction document design services for three projects that we will be coming back at a future time requesting funding to actually do the construction on those projects. And so those three projects are the Kirkston Headquarters Building. All of these projects are warm storage additions to the existing facility. And that is a $300,000 request for Kirkston, $400,000 request for the Eden Prairie Truck Station, and another $400,000 request for the Mendota Truck Station.
Okay. Ms. Hatch, do we anticipate construction actually in this construction season? So we're actually going to have people working and dirt flying yet this year?
Mr. Chair, members of the committee, we would have the design fees and the design project started. The actual groundbreaking would not happen until we came back and requested the additional funding for the construction project. On the three that we're requesting the design fees for. For the other projects, yes, there would be dirt moving yet this year.
Remind us which ones you've already had the design fees. Those are the first three, weren't they?
Mr. Chair, that's correct.
So the subdivision 5, Crookston, Eden Prairie, Mendota, this $1.1 million is for design fees?
Correct.
Okay. Thank
Mr.
you.
Chair. The other projects, the Wilmer project, the Plymouth, and the Cambridge truck station would be...
They're ready to go.
They're ready to go.
Representative Szymanski.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. A question on the Cambridge truck station and the downtown facility that will be no longer used. Will that real estate be sold or given to the city?
Ms. Hatch?
Mr. Chair, Representative, yes, it would be sold.
Did everybody catch the question? You did? Okay, good. These microphones are a little difficult sometimes to work with because we have our backs to people. So if you don't understand the question, please just get my attention. Thank you. Further questions? Ms. Hatch, proceed.
Okay, I'm back.
All right.
The last building project, Mr. Chair, that we have before you today is we're requesting funds from the Trunk Highway Fund. And this is to complete what is really phase two of a two-phase project in our Rochester district. We received a $26 million appropriation in 2010 to begin work on this project. And that work has been well underway. We've done a lot of site preparation on that project. We have built a 121,000 square foot maintenance facility, which contains a vehicle maintenance shop, trucks storage, wash bays, bridge shop, sign shop, inventory storage, etc. We also have installed a fuel island, a brine building, salt storage, storage bins for other granular construction material, as well as unheated storage buildings. There's been two buildings. One had to be relocated on and set on a new foundation as well. We also had yard paving on that first request. We relocated a stream, really a rather large project, to convey stormwater from the neighboring properties. We created stormwater retention ponds and infiltration basins, and then had pretty significant remediation and removal of contaminated material on the site. So that's what we did with the first $26 million we received. And to complete this project, we are requesting $16.1 million additional to remodel about 94,000 square feet of existing headquarters space. One of the main reasons for that is we have a situation where the materials lab is located, co-located with offices essentially, as well as the vehicle storage. So when vehicles are in the maintenance phase and in the shop and they're running, the fumes and the exhaust leach into the office space, as well as the materials lab that we do testing for, a lot of testing in particular for locals. And in fact, this district has the highest number of materials tests that we do out of any greater Minnesota district. And so the new facility would allow for the greater capacity to do those tests as well as better service to the locals in terms of hours of operation and being open and being more accessible. And then certainly having it no longer co-located with office spaces and activities as well. We also need to update a very inefficient HVAC system. They've been kind of doing band-aid approaches for a number of years to kind of get that system to live along, but it is very outdated. It's at the end of its useful life, and it is very inefficient. We also have significant ADA improvements that are required in that space. We have no, for example, laboratories that are accessible to employees, and we have one employee in particular who is in a wheelchair, and it's very difficult for him to get around and to get to laboratory space or in the public area. We also have some concerns and some issues with mold remediation that would need to be accomplished along with that project. It would create a little bit of additional space as well for meeting and conference space for the district. I can go into a lot more detail if you're interested.
Let's just stand for a few questions.
The high points, so
you hit the high points, you've done a fine job. Thank you. Representative Morrow.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. My first question focuses on the 30,000 for the licensing system. I'm wondering, maybe for some guidance, looking at the language, it just says, I think, my fault, Mr. Burris is from the left hand of mine down the road here, to modify DOT permit system. Can we maybe be more specific about that?
Ms. Hatch, can you speak to that, or do you need to have Mr. Peterson, Mr. Verdeen come on?
Mr. Chair, I'd be happy to speak to that.
Please, yeah. Please.
The $30,000 would be to do upgrades to our existing system, which we call Route Builder. So Route Builder is a system that we use that connects to the web, and trucking companies can go on and register their permit and pay their fee online to get an overweight permit. Currently, they have to do that, and then they have to go to DVS and register their vehicle at a higher weight, and then after they've completed their load or their time period, then go back and re-register their vehicle down at the lower rate. So these would be modifications to our Route Builder system that would allow them to complete both transactions on our website in our route builder system, and then to secure that fee as well. My understanding is that this in particular would be, we would need to hire a contractor that had the skill set to update and modify the system, so that's what that would be used for.
Follow up, Representative?
Well, thank you, Mr. Chair, and maybe I'm channeling Representative Biskins, thinking about computer systems. It says here on line 2.17 to collect additional registration taxes, and I'm wondering why we're paying for this out of trunk highway funds rather than paying for it with the collection of the additional taxes.
Ms. Hatch, you got a good question.
Mr. Chair, Representative, that is a good question. Essentially, the additional tax revenue that would be received is essentially not appropriated to us at this time. And the receipts for the additional taxes go into the HUTD fund and then flow through into the trunk highway fund. So in terms of having dollars that are available, we wouldn't be able to achieve any of those savings until, you know, down the road when the system's in place. And so this request would allow us to kind of get in front of that.
Follow up, Representative Morrow sparks a question in the chair's mind then about, so what this is kind of we're fronting the money, this money will be flowing back into the fund. And under the current scheme, if I understand right, it's actually a 2 or 3 step process. It's very unwieldy for our customers. So does the money come into the fund eventually anyhow, we require more work of them to get it there? Do you follow my question?
Mr. Chair, that's correct. I mean, essentially right now they have to make 3 stops. To get their permit and get their vehicle registered. Here they would do 1 stop. And one of the theories behind it is that maybe some are not registering their vehicles and just running heavy and not registering their vehicles. And so there's the expectation that if we make it easier, there might be some additional return from them being willing to register on the same site that they're currently requesting their permit on. That may or may not happen. We'll have to wait and see what that does to the actual revenues. But.
Well, that aside, I'm thinking that if this revenue is coming in eventually anyhow, that we won't necessarily see a net increase unless we're actually capturing more. Would that be a safe assumption?
Mr. Chair, I believe that is a safe assumption.
Thank you. More further questions for the testifier on this bill? Well, thank you for adding some perspective and some detail to what we're doing here this morning. I do have one question about the new building in Rochester. Having visited that last fall, I was aware there was a whole lot of construction going on, and the maintenance bay for the trucks is right next to the office, same building as the offices. Are we going to understand that they're actually leaving then? Those trucks are going to go into the new facility, and this overhaul, $16 million overhaul, will be to build out the entire would amount to the office building, so it would be all office space. Is that what I'm understanding?
Mr. Chair, members of the committee, essentially that's true. The new facility is where the trucks will be housed. The old facility, where the maintenance bays used to be, the truck storage used to be, some of that will be converted into sign shop and inventory center space, so not all of that will be offices, but a portion of that will be office as well.
But at least the diesel engines will be out of that building then.
That is absolutely correct.
I'm sure that's good thing. Thank you. Representative Hausman.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Mine is always still to the process of how, the end point. Is this traveling separately in the Senate as well, the trunk highway bonding? I see I've got their spreadsheet for their bonding bill, and they don't have these in. And so I'm still wondering how we come together with...
Yeah. Representative Hausman, yes, the Senate version of House File 2973 is authored by Chair Gimsey, and they had their hearing yesterday afternoon.
Okay, so and traveling separately
yes,
there as well.
Yes, and it was sent to the Finance Committee, I believe. So, Representative Morrow.
Well, thank you, Mr. Chair, and I think this is a sort of a process question, although I'm looking at Representatives Keel, Murdoch, Vogel, Eakin, and myself, who are all authors of House File 2208, which Representative Keel is the Trunk Highway Interchange Funding. And I don't know how the ultimate tally ended up in the committee, but I note that that's also funded not through GO, but through Trunk Highway bonds. So I'm going to float an idea rather than offer an amendment, whether we should be including funds from the Trunk Highway Fund for the interchange project. Would that be an appropriate amendment off this time, and I don't want to hijack Representative Keel's bill, so I think maybe I would turn to Representative Keel or others who are authors on this bill for their guidance. But I don't know how your tally ended up.
I don't, again, Representative Moore, I don't have that sheet with me. Staff did not bring the score sheet. We put the recommendations together, sent them on to Representative Howes and let it go at that. Certainly all anything to Trunk Highway is germane to this bill, but I would ask at this time that we just withhold amendments and stay with this slim version, and we'll press it ahead at the moment. Members who have been around here more than one term know how things get at the end of the day, and there may be other things that are part of a larger agreement, but at this moment, this committee is going to, I'm going to suggest this committee should stick with a tight, slim version as we move into negotiations to a final adjournment. Representative Morrow.
Well, Mr. Chair, maybe I'll ask, I respect that, and I'm not going to offer the amendment, but I'm going to ask then for two things. One, I'd like to hear from MnDOT if it, what its response would be.
Sure.
To an amendment to include the interchange.
Yes.
Then we can get to that as Mr. Peterson's coming up. Second, Mr. Chair, of course, in a negotiating position, if the Senate doesn't have it in its bill and we don't have it in ours, I don't know that we can ever get it in. Whereas if we do have it in our bill and the Senate does, at least it can be an object of discussion should this bill go to conference committee. So I would ask members to think about this carefully. You could always take it out, but if it's not in and the Senate doesn't have it in, it won't get in. But maybe we could hear from Mr. Peterson and MnDOT its thoughts about if this were to be included.
Mr. Peterson?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Representative Morrow. We have not actually discussed what our position would be on that interchange bonding program. What I would say is that, as you all know, there are lots of demands for construction and improvements to the trunk highway system, many more than we're able to fund. And so we're constantly evaluating priorities and looking at situations that exist along the trunk highway system and working with our local stakeholders to identify those places that have the most potential to improve the trunk highway and improve the quality of life for citizens. And so since this kind of comes, outside of that kind of broader context of considerations where we're looking at all the possible uses of the trunk highway fund, I would just say we would be interested in kind of thinking about it in a broader context before we express an opinion one way or the other on that.
Yeah. Thank you. Follow-up, Representative? Well, thank you for your input on that. Members, it was just pointed out to me that in our process of recommending bonding recommendations, there are, I believe, 17 members on this committee. Every bonding recommendation that got 9 votes or more, we sent on. Everything that got the majority of the committee, we sent on. And this was not one of those. So, yes, noble efforts all, but this is one we did not pass on. The one that we did add this morning was the one that got the majority of the votes, the highest vote getting on the committee, just to be clear. Further questions or discussion to House File 2973 as amended? Questions, comments? Members, this bill will be going to Ways and Means, and that's the motion. I'll renew the 2973 as amended, be passed and re-referred to Committee on Ways and Means. All in favor signify by aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? The motion prevails, and we'll send this to Ways and Means to do this work. Members, Mr. Peterson, Ms. Hatch, thank you for your presentation to us this morning, for your work, and for the high school kids from Albert Lea, thank you very much for coming and listening to some of our process. And Representative Leidiger, you will be notified if we have another committee member meeting that treats will be on you.
I'd be happy to do it.
Seeing we passed minutes, we're through the agenda with that. Members, we are adjourned. Have a good rest of the day.